am I not open the gate for reggae music? Scatterlights open the gate for reggae music. Robert Nesta Marley, Bob Marley, Billy's Foundation, the Harlem.
Last set of the night, we heard from Jamil with Real People, Capleton with Hold Your Head Up, The Travelers and Ja Gave Us This World. We heard from Jamil again with Worthy to Be Praised, Kabaka Pyramid with Start My Day, Perfect Kidamani gave us Ja Pilot. We heard Life is a Struggle from African Blood, One Stone from Culture, and Creation Rebel from Burning Spear. That's going to do it for Real Dancehall and Reggae. This is Mama Lion saying thanks so much for listening. Come on back next Saturday night from 8 to 10, and be sure and check out Miard. There's only a few more Thursday nights before Nectar pauses.
You could only be tuned to WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thanks, as always, for listening.
Do you often find yourself irritable or easily upset? Do you have trouble concentrating? Has your decision-making been off its game lately? If you answered yes to these, it is likely that you are not getting enough sleep. Lack of sleep can also increase one's risk for heart disease, high blood pressure, and even obesity. It is recommended that 18 to 25-year-olds receive between 7 and 9 hours of sleep per day, and it is proven that more sleep leads to more creativity, ability to focus, and better overall emotional and physical well-being. Remember, sleep is how your body recovers at the end of each day, so you can wake up feeling like the best version of yourself. So get under the sheets and start counting those sheep. This message has been brought to you by your well-rested DJs here at WRUV FM Burlington.
Paranoia, paranoia, everybody.
Peace.
Simple gossip keeps the young man at ease. I know you're kind, I know the webs that you weave. How do I get past the past? I'm still hung up on cobwebs. I lasted this long in a paper house. Saying I can't go back to that, no,
I'm gonna leave you soon, cause
I can't go back to that, no,
no.
I met her at the laundromat. She was washing extra hot. I said, "Don't you need a little help with that big load you got?" She said, "No," but did a double take, and then she smiled and said, "I might." As I rolled up my sleeves, I said to myself, "Well, all right, well, all right." I put it on automatic, and she sat down on the floor. She said, "Just keep it on medium hot." I said, "I've done this before." Then I opened up the dryer and I set it on soft and light. She said, "Be gentle with my silk and lace." And I said, "Well, all right." Well, all right. Her clothes were in the basket, folded down so nice and warm. She headed for the door and I said, "I will take you home." She said, "I just live up the street." I said, "It's a dangerous night. Take my arm and I'll carry the basket." And she said, "Well, all right, well, all right." The world's half full of women and the world's half full of men. And sometimes one or the other opens up to let one in. But the one I met at the laundromat that dangerous, beautiful night said, "Yes, I do, and yes, I will." And I said, "Well, all right." Well, all right.